IMFM.
The Hit List.
Glenn Scott.
With their single When the Bassline Drops, available now. I'm so excited this evening to be joined by Craig David and Big Nasty. And the new song, it kind of has sounds where it sounds like it could have been from like 10 to 15 years ago, but then it still sounds like it was from this year, if you know what I mean. So I think I read the term on Twitter the other day, new school garage. Are you both trying to bring a new school garage, or are you trying to bring back old school garage?
Do you know what? To be honest, the one thing that I've realised, what I used to do is keep on sort of fast forwarding, like, oh, it's the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. That was probably one of the biggest mistakes to do, because now I'm just enjoying this moment right here, right now. Do you know what I mean? We've got a song that people are really feeling. There's a nostalgia from people who've grown up with my music, Nasties, being like, oh man, this is sick. We're kind of hearing that sound. And then I'm seeing 14, 15 year old kids who are hearing the music for the first time. And I'm seeing on my Twitter and my Instagram going, oh man, this is crazy. What's this When the Bassline Drops? What is this sound? And it's just amazing to see that two genres of music combining, but also the demographic is amazing. So I just want to just lap it up and know that ultimately what's got me here is just doing music that I love again, and meeting Nasty, same thing. So let's, long may it continue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a case of living in the present.
Gotta be here, man. From time you get bored of driving a sports car in Miami and you want to be in the grittiest studio back in the UK and just working on records, you know it's back where it started. It's music. That's what got me all this.
Mr. T in Rocky 5, Balboa, I want you. I'll introduce you to Pain.
I heard rumours of a Drake and Craig David mixtape. Have you heard those?
Yeah, you know what it was? It was an interview that I did, yeah, and it was just, it was simply, we met when I was in Miami in a restaurant, and we literally were standing in the middle of the restaurant, and I was saying, oh man, I'm loving the mixtapes, and because I remember when he was like on his mixtapes being, yeah, I'm on my Craig David, my Artful Dodger, you know, and I was like, he tipped the cap back then. And then he was saying about, oh man, the Born to Do It album was, I need to call my producer right now, because if I could tell him that I was here with you, what that did for us back then, bringing us through. So I said, well, it's a bit of a no-brainer. Hearing his style, which is kind of that melodic rapping, and me when I was MCing and singing, that is a no-brainer mixtape, do you know what I mean? But right now, I'm enjoying the tunes that me and Nasty are doing right now, because it feels like that's already going mixtape time for us right now.
Exactly.
It seems like natural, do you know what I mean?
Vibes.
Does that mean there's more songs coming from both of you together?
Yeah, for sure.
KMFM.
The Hit List.
Craig David's Fill Me In on The Hit List on KMFM. You're listening to Glenn Scott, and this evening I am joined by Craig David himself and Big Nasty. And Craig, I've got a friend who's kind of borderline obsessed with your voice. Like, it gets to a stage where it's a little bit creepy. But she has a theory that you could sing about absolutely anything and it will still sound sexy. Like, she goes on and on and on about it. So I said that I was going to put it to the test. So I've got a list of topics in front of me. Can we go through these, and can you try and kind of prove her theory correct?
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see how it works.
Is that right?
Too creepy. Let's see what's going on.
And Nasty, if you've got any like suggestions to chuck in, then jump in. But what about if you said like fire extinguisher?
Let me fire extinguish you, girl.
Yeah. Nobody.
What about
that's all guest.
Carpet cleaning service. That's like the most boring thing in the world. So if you can do that,
well, shake and vac your life, baby.
Jesus, man said shake and vac. Man will die since something.
Tell me what you need.
Trust me.
Vroom.
Is this the mixtape is being made as we speak?
It's all shake and vac, son. Don't guess me. I'm pumped right now, you know.
What about waste disposal vehicle?
Baby, I'll take all your worries away. Let me dispose of them. I got a waste service. Let me dispose of all your worries, girl. Yeah, yeah.
And then I come in like Boyz II Men, just saying, don't worry, baby. It's gonna be okay. Want me?
You know that guy who just always talks through, yeah?
Yeah, got it.
He just talked on the Boyz II Men records, but he got the most girls from that, just from being that guy.
Exactly. Keen, so you're saying that the mixtape together, when roughly can we expect that to drop?
Do you know what? We're recording like songs all the time. So, I mean, to be honest, I would definitely say 2016, a great year for new music from the UK in general.
It sounds that way already. So cheers, Boyz, for speaking to me today. And finally, one last thing. Can you introduce your track here on KMFM, please?
This is When the Bassline Drops, You Know What To Do.
Bass.
Lodge of the Ravers, the Ravers are on time.
Yeah, I see that.
feels good around here.
The music is fresher.
At night.
KMFM.
Glenn Scott.